Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Text Number 34. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Soka Moha Vaya Krodha Raga Klaivya Sramadaya Yan Mulasyur Ninam Jahya Spriham Pranartayor Buddha Soka Moha Vaya Krodha Raga Klaiva Sramadaya Yan Mulasyur Ninam Jahya Spriham Pranartayor Buddha Soka Moha Vaya Krodha Raga Klaivya Sramadaya Yan Mulasyur Ninam Jahya Spriham Pranartayor Buddha Soka Moha Vaya Krodha Raga Klaiva Sramadaya Yan Mulasyur Ninam Jahya Spriham Pranardayor Buddha Krodha Raga Klaiva Samadaya Yamuna Shurninam Jahya Spriham Pranartayor Buddha Soka Moha Vaya Krodha Raga Klaiva Sramadaya Yan Mulasyur Ninam Jahya Sprihan Yatatayor Buddha Sokan Moha Vaya Krodha Yatha Klaiva Samadhyanaha Yasan Ninam Jahya Spriham Pranartayor Buddha Vaishnavis Soka Moha Vaya Krodha Raga Klaivya Sramadaya Yan Mulasyur Ninam Jahya Spriham Pranartayor Buddha Soka Moha Vaya Krodha Raga Klaiva Sramadaya Yan Mulasyur Ninam Jahya Spriham Pranartayor Buddha Soka Moha Vaya Krodha Raga Klaiva Samadaya Yan Mulasyur Ninam Jahya Spriham Pranardayor Buddha Soka, lamentation. moha, illusion, baya, fear, krodha, anger, raga, attachment, klaidya, poverty, srama, unnecessary labor, adaya, and so on. Yat mulaha, the original cause of all these. Siu, become. Ninam, O human beings. Yahyat, should give up. Spriham, the desire. Prana, for bodily strength or prestige. Artayo, an accumulating money. Buddha, an intelligent person. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Those in human society who are intelligent should give up the original cause of lamentation, illusion, fear, anger, attachment, poverty, and unnecessary labor. The original cause of all this is the desire for unnecessary prestige and money. Can you repeat, please? Those in human society who are intelligent should give up the original cause of lamentation, illusion, fear, anger, attachment, poverty, and unnecessary labor. The original cause of all this is the desire for unnecessary prestige and money. Purpur. Here is the difference between Vedic civilization and the modern demoniac civilization. Vedic civilization concerned itself with how to achieve self-realization, and for this purpose one was recommended to have a small income to maintain body and soul together. The society was divided into Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras, and the members of this society will limit their endeavors to meeting their minimum demands. The Brahmanas, in particular, will have no material desires because the Kshatriyas have to rule the people. It was necessary for them to have money and prestige. But the Vaishyas were satisfied with agricultural produce and milk from the cow. And if by chance there were excess trade was allowed, the Sudras were also happy, for they will get food and shelter from the three higher classes. In the demoniac civilization of the present day, however, there is no question of Brahmanas or Kshatriyas. There are only so-called workers and a flourishing mercantile class who have no goal in life. According to Vedic civilization, the ultimate perfection of life is to take sannyas. But at the present moment, people do not know why sannyas is accepted. Because of misunderstanding, they think that one accepts sannyas to escape social responsibilities. But one does not accept sannyas to escape from responsibility to society. Generally, one accepts sannyas at the fourth stage of spiritual life. One begins as brahmachari, then becomes a grihastha, a vanaprastha, and finally a sannyas to take advantage of the duration of one's life by engaging oneself fully in self-realization. Sannyas does not mean begging from door to door to accumulate money for sense gratification. However, because in Kali Yuga, people are more or less prone to sense gratification, immature sannyas is not recommended. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in his Nectar of Instruction, Atyahara prayasascha prayalpo niyamagraha jana sangas chaloliamcha sadhir bhaktir vinasyati. One's devotional service is spoiled when he becomes too entangled in the following six activities: eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required, over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters, practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically, associating with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, and being greedy for mundane achievements. A sannyas should have an institution meant to preach Krishna consciousness. He need not accumulate money for himself. We recommend that as soon as money accumulates in our Krishna consciousness movement, 50% of it should be invested in printing books and 50% for expenditures, especially in establishing centers all over the world. The managers of the Krishna consciousness movement should be extremely cautious in regard to this point. Otherwise, money will be the cause of lamentation, illusion, fear, anger, material attachment, material poverty, and unnecessary hard work. When I was alone in Vrindavan, I never attempted to construct mats or temples. Rather, I was fully satisfied with the small amount of money I could gather by selling back to Godhead, and thus I would provide for myself and also print the literature. When I went to foreign countries, I lived accordingly to the same principle. But when Europeans and Americans began to give money profusely, I started temples and deity worship. The same principle should still be followed. Whatever money is collected should be spent for Krishna and not a farthing for sense gratification. This is the Bhagavata principle. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Tinamine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyade Satarine. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girin Yad Kripa Tamaham Vande Sri Guru Tinatarinam. Krishne Swadhamu Pagate, Krishne Swadhamu Pagate, Dharma Gyana Vidishaha, Kalonasta Dishamisa, Puranartha Munoditaha. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just as the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied of knowledge, religions, and etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the darkest age of Kali shall take life from this Bhagavad Purana. Hare Krishna. Before giving class, I was asking one Prabhu, Dhruta Karma Prabhu, I said, Prabhu, what do you do when somebody asks you to give class at the last moment? He said something really nice. He said, well, you should be, one should be prepared for death, something like that. So I took it like that, and I thought, this is very, actually, it's very, it may appear to be kind of funny, but actually, it's the whole topic of this Bhagavatam begins by somebody who's going to die, and that's Kim Parikshit. Kim Parikshit took it very seriously, and he took that. He was so fortunate that in 7 days he prepared himself in that. Now, he was fortunate because he knew that 7 days were there. But for us, we don't know. We don't even know about tomorrow or next minute. So absorption in Krishna consciousness is very important. And he, Parikshit Maharaj, is showing us how to be absorbed in Krishna through all these different topics of Bhagavatam. We have many, many instructions. And these 7 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have 2 great personalities who meet each other, and the Avadhut, Brahmana, Python, who took the path of the Python, who was just completely detached of everything. He knew, he had experience of what material life was. He was absorbing material life, so he has the practical realization. He understood this is futile. He criticizes in a very enlightened way to elevate people about materialistic, fruitive activities, about married life that is not Krishna conscious, and about pride. When you get to a position, when you're a king or you're like big personality, you become proud when you accumulate a lot of money now. And then as a consequence, lamentation, illusion, and fear. So that's pervaded everywhere in human society. Now, this human society, this civilization, if we can call it civilization, is very unfortunate. I heard one saying that God creates the country or the world, and man creates the cities. And whatever man makes is terrible. I mean, unless you're Krishna conscious or you have pure motives. So we have perfect example. This, any city that you go in the world, you go to Japan, New York, Los Angeles, Mexico City, Calcutta, Delhi, it's all like hellish. You go enter there and you cannot even breathe. Your eyes get a lot of smoke. The climate weather is changing so much. We are a mess. We are a mess. Human beings who are not self-realized do not know how to guide people. So, therefore, this Srimad Bhagavatam was written for a human society. And great personalities like Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadev, Narada Muni, and many other great sages, Prahlad Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, are guiding us step by step how to elevate ourselves little by little. Otherwise, you know, we come into the illusion that we can do better things than God. And therefore, here we are sometimes thinking that we're eating a nice apple or mango or any fruit like that. But actually, if you take time and you just go and search, you'll see all the anomalies they do, these people, in order to make money, greedy for money. They don't care about the citizens. They don't care about, maybe about their family, I don't know. But in some ways, human mentality is this, for greed, for money, for position, for so many things, they destroy the planet. They destroy Mother Earth. And all that simple fruit, simple grains that you could eat, that God provides it. He knows what we need. They just think they can do something better. And therefore, all of us, we are suffering in this material world. So it is important to look at Srimad Bhagavatam and see. sages and great personalities, Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Krishna himself, he said that he saw Krishna. He was in deep meditation. He saw Krishna. He saw the energies of the Lord. He saw the internal energy, the marginal energy, and the external energy. And he saw all the living entities as the parts and parcels of Krishna. He also saw all the plenary portions of Krishna, all his incarnations of Krishna. And he only saw the anomalies that will come, you know, the human beings, all the miseries that will come about, you know, like Soka, Moha, Baya, Krodha. And he not only that, but he also saw the solution of this. So he saw the medicine of this. And of course, devotional service and the chanting of the holy name is the medicine for this. So the centers of the Krishna consciousness movement are meant to be for treating the conditioned souls who are suffering in this material world. And by taking the right medicine, which is the chanting of the holy name, to be engaged properly in devotional service, and we can show people how to elevate themselves. But before we do that, we have to do it ourselves. Charity begins at home. If you want to go and help someone else there first, you have to help yourself. You have to change your rounds very seriously, very sincere, with a lot of honesty, praying to the Lord for taste. Taste. If we don't have taste for chanting, if we don't have taste for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, if we don't have taste for cooking for the Lord, dressing for the Lord, and you can say chanting or whatever, any activity. And then what happens? We eventually look for the other kind of taste. So it is important that we become absorbed in this process of Krishna consciousness. This is like a hospital in a sense. We're treating the conditioned soul. Just like I never forget the person who one time said, "Hey, you know, I've been in your temple. I know Govindas. I know these places. But sometimes I see some things there." You know, meaning people around who he was trying to find something, point out some deficiency. He said, use some words that I don't want to say. But then I reflected and I said, well, dear sir, you know, we didn't make these people crazy, or we didn't make these people to act and behave in such a way. It's the outside world. We are just, it's like a hospital. The hospital is not really responsible because of many sick people cannot get cured. The disease is so advanced that you cannot even, you know, they cannot reach to cure the people. So similarly, in our Krishna consciousness movement, so many people come, a lot of us join, and we have a big bag of big agenda of so many things, anarthas, and so many anxieties and stress. And then people look, where are the happy people? You know, I see some people maybe. But it's because we are in the process of Krishna consciousness. If we are following properly as the acharyas are pointing out in the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, then obviously one day we can understand why anxiety is there, why fear is there, why anger is there, why many others, all of those things. It's because we haven't taken the path of devotional service. And the Bhagavatam says, Yasyam vaisruyamanaya krishne parama puruṣe bhakti rupāryate punsam soka moha vayāpaham soka moha vayāpaham. It is mentioned there that this soka moha vaya, illusion, lamentation and fear are there because we have not been linking up with devotional service. As soon as you link up with hearing and chanting, this very literature is meant to, is that to hear and chant and read. But if you don't do it, and then what happens? All those anxieties will be there. So we're very thankful to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and the managers who take care of this program very strictly. If we follow it, we will overcome all these difficulties of life. Otherwise, we will fall in this, just like many of the people outside, just like it is described here in the Bhagavatam. And as far as money is mentioned there, yes, it's very, we hear stories everywhere about that. You know, how money can corrupt, how money can bring a lot of struggles and sufferings, and not to mention any mundane thing, but it just came to my mind because it happened in my family. My grandfather, he was a farmer. He had a lot of animals, and in his village, he was like the lord of the village there. And one day, one of his animals, I don't know if it was a sheep, he has many, many, many animals, cowherds, horses, mules, and so many things, and sheep or goats. And one of these animals was pregnant, and one time it came back without the baby. So my grandfather was looking, he came back and saw that there was a gold coin stuck to the animal. And then my grandfather followed, and he went to a cave. And when he went to the cave, he saw all the cave, you know, like pots of gold and, you know, big pots of, you know, gold coins. So obviously, you know, when you get money, you don't know how to use it. You're not Krishna conscious. You become wild and crazy. So from one wife to climb up to seven wives. And obviously, after that, many children. And after that, fighting for who's going to get the money. And the neighbors and the people around, they were envious because now he has money. He can do whatever he wants. He can buy the authorities in the area. And my father was a little kid. He was about 10 years old. And he started seeing so many imperfections in the family. And the government, the police, all the force of police went. They couldn't do anything because my grandfather had a lot of machine guns to scare them. And then after that, many times they tried. They couldn't do it. Finally, the army has to come. The army has to come. And, you know, the army is like a serious thing. So finally, they got him. So, because that's also a national treasure, it's considered something like you have to report, you have to let know the government, I don't know, these things. But money can corrupt, money can destroy your life. If it's not used for Krishna consciousness, a problem is not even one farther. So it's very, very important to notice that. You know, if you see money passing through your hands and you think, oh, I can enjoy this at that moment, sinful activity. You are departing from Krishna consciousness. Now, we've been hearing here that the sannyas, the avadut is there, you know, detached completely from everything. And then you might think, well, how does that, how can it be related to our Prabhupada? You know, he was flying airplanes. Sometimes he was in fancy cars, staying in nice places. But Prabhupada was completely detached. It's a different time. He's a yukta vairagya nuchate, nirvanda krishna sambande, yukta vairagya nuchate. He knew the complete renunciation. All the energy, all the resources of this world are meant for the pleasure of Krishna. So for us, if we can please Krishna, if we can please the guru, if we can please the representatives of Krishna, then we are in good hands. Otherwise, we get in so much trouble. And in that note, I would say that there's one, just maybe 2 minutes, there's one song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he recommends the medicine. He says, Radha Krishna bol bol bolore sobai, sikadiya sadmadiya pircheneche gornitai. Chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. When Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda came dancing through Nadia, they gave these teachings. Chant, Radha Krishna. Everybody chant. Miche mayar vose yacho vese kacho habu dubai. You are caught up in a whirlpool of senseless actions and are sinking lower and lower. Chant, Radha Krishna. Everyone chant. Jiv Krishna Das, Evishwas, Corle toan dukonai. It says here, if you just understand that the spirit soul is the eternal servant of Krishna, you will never have any more sorrows. Chant Hare Krishna and your eyes will fill with tears and your body will feel transcendental shivering. Chant, chant, Radha Krishna. Everyone chant. Krishna volve jabe pulakhabe yorbe anki bolitai. Radha Krishna bolo sange chalo ei matra bikachai. Jai sakad vipo bhakti vino vole jahun nandagan. It says, simply chant Radha Krishna and join with us. Those are the only alms we beg. Chant, chant Radha Krishna. Everyone chant. All dangers will be gone when that name is chanted, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Chant, chant Radha Krishna. Everyone chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.
I told him he gives a good class on short notice. He gives short notice.